I'm going to try very hard. We shouldn't ask questions in the middle of the shiur. We have a question. We've been trying to decide whether it's better we should or we shouldn't. So it's only half hour, so let's try and leave the questions till 11:30. That way we'll be able to cover more ground, because Rabbi Leo last week wasn't able to cover everything. Also, in case you didn't know, for those of you who might be interested, from 9 to 9:30 we started this morning a shiur from Rabbi Yitzchak Weinstein on the Mar Mekoimus, if you'd like to take advantage of that, or you might tell someone who otherwise wouldn't come, tell them that there will be a shiur ongoing every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30. Today I see you went even longer. Rav Yitzchak was learning the Mar Mekoimus with people inside. Also, if you didn't sign into the email, there is a paper over there. Barry Marburger wants everyone to know that all the shiurim are online, and everything could be. There's many, many benefits that you have by signing in to the email. So if you're not signed in, please sign in. Rav Usher, please.
Today the topic has moved one step beyond the Anima HaPeich. We're now going into Asogas Vul. And the new Easter involved here is Yorid L'Chayei Chaveiroi. You're actually causing your neighbor or your fellow Jew harm in actually going into this Parnosa. And therefore, the Mar Mekoimus that deal with Marufia is actually that. What is the gather of breaking into a Marufia? Marufia literally means, it's taken from the Pasuk, Yarov Kamat Alikhi, which means a regularity. If a person regularly does business, either with Goyim or Yidin, so are you allowed to go into that regularity? It's also Marufia, some Paskim bring down like it's a kind of a monopoly, a cartel, if you're allowed to break into that. And we'll see that the mukar of the Isur Yorid Chaveiroi, the heterim from Arufia, if they apply for Jews, they don't apply for Jews, and the nafkaminas, and then we'll speak about a particular shiloh, which is nogea to the naseh of Arufia and Hasagas Gul Bechlam. So the mukar of the Isur of, I'm actually summarizing something which has already been summarized. It's a sefer called Mishpatei Achoshen, which is on Iskei Shechein, which was put out by a kollel called Ayosher Atoif, and it's an excellent sefer on all the subjects of the, it's a kind of a Mishnah Berurah, an updated Mishnah Berurah, all the subjects of Iskei Shechein. So I'm quoting from the sefer. The mukar, obviously, I'm summarizing his summary. The mukar of the Isur Yorid L'Chaveiroi, among number of opinions, the opinion of the Rokeach is brought down in the Shuvas Chasam Sefer, it's brought down in Shuvas Marashal, that it's included in the curse of Oror Masi Gvul Re'eil. Even though Hasagas Gvul, the law of Hasagas Gvul, was only spoken about karka, of taking over someone's land, and so therefore competing in business is not nogia to that, but the oru, the curse, includes that as well. It's a kind of Hasagas Gvul. The Beis Yosef brings that the gether is gezel medoraiso, it's mamish gzeilo. And if it's gzeilo deraisa, it's a nafkamina. The Beis Yosef brings it's only after akona derabonim. But if it's a gezel deraisa, the nafkamina is that first of all it's not even to goyim. Goyim are also mitzvah and the sheva mitzvahs of bnei noach gezel, which means that they cannot be over the isu yoyim lechay chaver even by Yaakov. The other nafkamina would be in mitzim midayonim, that if they were over the isu, then do the dayonim actually enforce him to close down? If it's a gezel isu deraisa, so he closed down the business if he's not allowed to compete. If it's only takonis, so it's a din lekatchila, and it's only nogea to Yisrael, so it wouldn't be nogea to goyim. There are rishonim that's mashma that has to do with hachokas nezikin. Even though in the Maamar Kaimis this was given this sugya of Hasogas Gvul as a hedge from Onim HaPech, but in Shulchan Aruch it's not brought under after Onim HaPech, it's brought after Nischei Shechenim, the end of Nischei Shechenim. A person is allowed to do in his property whatever he likes, provided that he doesn't damage, he has to be shomer, that he's not mazik in what he's doing, his neighbor. So the same thing with the person opening a store. If he's opening a store and this store is going to harm his neighbors, that's Nischei Shechenim. He has to be machik within Nischei Shechenim. Other Mefarshim brought that the Isa Yoy L'chai Chaveiroi has to do with Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiroi. Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiroi is only a groma. If I close somebody, if I cause someone to be out of pocket, I damaged him by groma. I did something to actually Mevatel his panosa, he's out of pocket. That's a groma. I can't be Tevei it. I can't collect it. But I can ask it L'Kathila. Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiroi can ask it L'Kathila. So even by competing with him in a way that I can't, since I'm causing him in a sense to be out of pocket, so that's together of Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiroi, then L'Kathila I can be Moineya. Now you saw that the Gemara in the Sugya says that the people who's ben Mavui, Abar Mavui, lo Ma'akev. A person who's in the same Mavui, so he can't be Ma'akev on someone else in the same Mavui opening a similar business. The explanation for that you cannot be ma'akev, is because b'nei mavui are shutfim. They are shutfim in one mavui, and since it's shutfim in one mavui, so they have to be doyeik for the parnosa of one another. You have to do whatever you can to make sure that your chaver and the shutif, that your partner, the shutif is also able to make a parnosa. And that's why a ben Mosa Achino, a person from another town, he's not your shutuf, so therefore you can block him out. You don't have to be doyeg that he's going to lose parnosa, or you don't have to worry that you can prevent him from making parnosa because he's not your shutuf. But in the same mavui, ba mavui can't be ma'akev, and therefore you cannot prevent someone from opening a similar business. So the Gemara asks, what about dogim? So what is the get of dogim? Why is dogim worse? So here too, there's a number of ishitas. Why is dogim worse? Dogim, first of all, is problematic. Rashi says because it's the fisherman knows where the fish hides out. He knows where to put the bait. So since he knows exactly where the fish is, it's ki'ilu. He's already trapped the fish. So since he's ki'ilu trapped the fish, so it's ki'ilu already in his possession. Whereas if I open a store, so Reuven will come to my store, Shimon will go to your store. I'm not taking away your fish. Whereas if I set up traps where you already know where to bait the fish, sorry.
Forgot to turn it off.
Okay, so that's a pshat in Rashi. The Ramban brings, in the shame of Rabbeinu Gershon, and the Oruch, that is not ki'ilu, that it's trapped, it's mamish trapped. There's already the fish is inside the trap, and now by your putting your nets out, so you're going to cause the fish to jump out of that trap and come into your trap. It's batuach, it's already something which is already in your possession. The Rimigash says that the isur of the problem with fish nets is that there's a big fish that the fisherman wants to trap. So the big fish has a hashita that he sends out small fish to kind of spy if there are nets. If there aren't nets, the big fish will go into the net of the fisherman who's interested in trapping him. If there are other nets, he won't come out. So therefore, it's not a problem of priches. So you're not taking away parnasa of your fellow fishermen. You're actually being paisek. You're cutting him off completely. You're being paisek chayuso. He won't get that fish. His parnasa is that fish. He'll never get it. So if you're paisek, that's different than bar mavoi means, why have a store? I have a store and he's got a store. So I'm taking away a little bit. I'm being paiches. I'm taking away part of his income. That I'm allowed to do because I'm a bar mavoi. But to be paisek, to cut off his income completely, that I can't do. That's how the Rimigash learned. Now, it's very interesting that not only the Shonim bring this din lahaloche about the fish. It's true that the Rama and the Mikayosi bring down the Chumrah, that if you have actually a fish net, that even though you're Bamovi, you're not allowed to actually compete with him in fishing. But many Shonim don't bring this down at all. The Rif doesn't bring the din of Dogim. The Rambam doesn't bring it. The Rosh doesn't bring it. The Tur doesn't bring it. So when Mefarshim, where the subsefer brings this, that's stamet dichui ba'alma. Since we hold that bar mavoi is allowed to compete in business, so there's no difference between dogim. There's no problem. You can actually set a fishnet out just like your neighbor can. And it's not a din halacha. It's only a dichui ba'alma. That's a very interesting thing that the Chazon Ish brings. We said already that I'm responsible for my fellow man who's a bar mavoi. We're all shutfim the same mavoi, so I have to be responsible to see he also has parnasa. But if he's a person who's out of town, so I'm not responsible. I don't care that I'm gonna cause him to be without parnasa. So therefore I'm allowed in a sense to actually compete with him and I can be yoyed l'chayiv. There's no problem. So the Chazon Ish says, why am I allowed to do that? If I can't do that for Ben Mavri, so why am I allowed to do this? From Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Boch already determines the parnasa that I'm going to have. Whatever I'm going to make the, during the year, it's already been turned Rosh Hashanah. So what do I care, somebody even from out of town? It's not going to change that. So why should my attitude, someone who's not a Bar Mosav, any different than someone who's not a Bar Mosav, than someone who's a Bar Mosav? So it says the Chazon Ish says in the Igres that there's a din of Ishtadlus, a very famous Yisod in the Chazon Ish, that I don't have to be a temba, I don't have to be a tipesh, I don't have to let somebody mazik me. I have a din to be, I have to need to be Ishtadlus, Parnosah, that if I know somebody's going to be mazik me, so I have to do whatever I can to prevent that hezek, but din Ishtadlus. Now I'm going to go over now to the din of Marufia, and we're going to see how this actually compares to the different shittas that we brought in dogim. Why is dogim more chamor than the regular case of hasagas gvul? And how is magia to marufia? So the Rama says, yesh mekomish the dogim also there are places that are aser to compete against someone who already has this monopoly of giving out lending loans to goyim. And there are mekomis that there's no problem whatsoever. And go ahead and break into the marufia of lending out the money or having clients who are goyim. So what is the reason to ain donim? Those that poskim that are matired. So the Makar is the Mordechai, and the Mordechai says that Nirsayakum Hefker, since Nirsayakum Hefker, so we know that there's a Shita that if, by Oni Amahapech, that if the thing is Hefker, if the thing is Hefker, and you won't be able to get Zeich in that Hefker somewhere else, so therefore you'll be Zeich in the Hefker. Because it's like Mitzia that you lose if you don't take a hold of it. So Nirsayakum Hefker, so you go ahead and be Zeich in those Nechasi. So obviously that heter wouldn't apply for a Jewish marufia. I can't break into a Jewish marufia because the nechse of a yid is not hefker. There are poskim that say that the reason that the heter of marufia is because the is of mitzudas hadag is because we say that it's as if, like Rashi says, it's as if you already caught the dog. It's already, or he's already possessed that dog. But marufia, since you're dealing with parnasa, with goyim, you can never be batuach, you can never be positive that you're going to have the business of the goyim. Because goyim are unreliable. Asher PMD Bershov, and they're alimim, and sometimes they're very, very they're aggressive, and they're people that you can't rely on them. You can never be sure that you have a goy who's a kavua customer by you. So therefore, you're not actually taking away something which is as if he was trapped. A goy can never be trapped. So according to again, they're also shakronim, they bring the goyim as shakronim, you can never rely on them. So that again, that heter marufia would be only for a marufia of goyim, and wouldn't be for a marufia of yidin, you would not be allowed to compete in a Jewish marufia. Another day is, the Ramban says that the isur of dogim, if the isur of dogim is just, the dogim was already trapped, you're already in possession of these fish. So a fish is a chavit, is something you can take possession of. But you can never be in possession of client. Because the client, you hope that he did business with you in the past, and he'll do business with you in the future. But the maisa, future business, is davar shelo ba'olam. It's things that haven't happened yet. You're talking about future business that you're depending on based on past experience. But that's not something which has already been taken possession of. That's not what the Ramban is saying. It's not the fish which is already in trap. You're hoping that since you trapped him once, you'll trap him again. But that what's going to happen again is something which is davar shelo ba'olam. If that's the case, if that's the heter from Arufia, because it's something that you don't have possession in, so that would apply by Jews as well, that you'd be able to break into a Jewish Arufia. The other chiluk we said already in the name of Nimigash. The Nimigash is the difference between Poyches Chayusoy and Poysek Chayusoy. The Nimigash said that the issue of dogim was that you actually, by competing with the fisherman, you're actually taking away his entire livelihood. That big fish that he was going to trap, or he was going to bait, he's not going to get it anymore. So you're taking away his entire income. Masha'ekim v'arufia, you're going to be preiches, it's true. You're going to cause the person who had the marufia up till now to have less parnasa. So that's preiches, not a problem. It's only a problem, you're going to be poisek. So the dagim is a case of pasek, but marufia is not a case of pasek. And the last shita to explain the heter of marufia is what we said before. That dogim itself is not an isur. It's only a dichui be'alma. Most of the rishonim never brought the isur of dogim. They don't bring it halacha lemaise. Just like we say, bar mavoi lo me'akev, you cannot prevent your bar mavoi from having a beating business. So you cannot compete. You cannot prevent a person from competing in a similar kind of marufia. Now it's interesting that the Ramah brings the Isa twice. At the after he says Yesh Osrim, so again he says Yesh Osrim. He brings two opinions. So the Gaon says Tak, it's the same opinion. It's the same two opinions that say that Yesh Matirim, Yesh Osrim, it's a Yesh Matirim, Yesh Osrim again. But the Chassam Sofer doesn't learn like that. The Chassam Sofer learns that it's a new Machloikas. The first Machloikas was a Machloikas of Rashi and the Ramban. And Rashi and Ramban is how they learned the Sugi of Dogim. The Ramban learned the sugi of dogim was you already have possession of it. So since you already have possession of it, that doesn't exist by rufia, and therefore yesh matirim, and therefore there are yesh matirim to compete in a marufia. And the yeshosim learned like Rashi that you almost trapped it. You didn't really trap it. You almost trapped it by marufia. You also almost trapped it. So if you asher like Rashi dogim because you almost trapped it, marufia also. That's the first machlokes. The second machlokes is like this. The second machlokes is the regular din of ani ma'apech. The Yesh Matirim, because it wasn't trapped yet. It wasn't trapped yet, and Ramban asks is only if it was already trapped. So what if it wasn't trapped yet? But this person went to tremendous hoitzos and tirche in order to try to trap it. The person, in order to get the goyish marufi, what did he do? He didn't open all of a sudden one day and start getting alvos. He was mashkiya kesef, he invested money, he lost a fortune of money. In order to get this marufia, he went to tremendous amount of tirche in order to develop this marufia. So it's true, it's hefke, but how can you go in this? It's mamish only ma'apich. So therefore, Yesh Osrim. Like Rashi and everybody else who answers the case of ani ma'apich in the case of hefke. And the Beit Tav says, no, even in such a case, afal be that he's going to lose a lot of money. And he set up everything in order to toireach, in order to get this marufia. But lemaisa, since he doesn't have it yet, it's still begeder hefke. Everything that you're being mashed in is only begeder groma. And therefore, yesh makilim legamri, you don't even have a din here of ani ma'apich b'charon. Now the last sheet in this, which is very interesting, is the Avni Nezer. Up until now we said like this. In a marufia of goyim, there's a machlokes if you're allowed to compete. Yesh matirim, yesh oisim. Yesh matirim because we say, nirtzei achko, hefker. There's a tzatim bizerich and a hefker. Yesh oisim, if that's the case, with Jews it always being more chomer, because you don't have a tzat of kula in case of hefker. So with Jews, it will always be Mochamri. We look for kind of hasbarim to explain that the same kula as Bayakum would be apply also by Jews, but normally with Jews is more Mochamri than Bayakum. The Avnei Nezer holds the exact opposite. The Avnei Nezer holds that there's never a problem of Marufia, of breaking into a Jewish Marufia. Why? Because where did you get a hold of this Jewish clientele? Where were you ever claiming it? Bishlema, if you want to take, like we spoke before, a dag, which is a chifetz, or ani mehapech, he's mehapech in karko, he's mehapech in metafen, he wants to take possession of something which is tangible. So beseder, so it can become yours. How could a client ever become yours? A Jewish guy, can never become yours. By a goy, there's a tzaddik, can yes become yours. Why? Because we're not interested in the goy. We're interested in his pocket, in his money. And we say, nirsei akum hefker heim. And since nirsei akum hefker heim, says a tzaddik can be zeichan at hefker. Where a yid, I can't get in his pocket until I make a kinyan on that pocket. With a goy, I don't have to. So that's the word of marufia. Marufia is a regilus. If I have a regilus with a goy, so he's always buying by me. So I have a kind of a chazok in his pocket that can say nirsei akum hefker. But a goy, a regilus will never give me a kinyan on that customer. So I can never take away a customer from someone because he doesn't belong to anyone. That's how the Avnei Nezer learns. And those I hold for kert that a yid is always more chamor is because there's such a thing as regilus with a yid. You can have a reliable Jewish customer. There's no such thing as regilus with a goy. You can never have a reliable goyish customer because we said goyim are not reliable.
The Shakronim, the Halimim, the people that you can never vade have a regilus with. So therefore there's no such thing as a marufia with a goy that actually his regilus makes him belong to you. Ashkeni yet there's such a thing. So that's the two studim of whether a Jewish marufia is worse than competing with a goyish marufia, or the other side is bidyuk hafuch. Maybe it's better. Maybe there's no such thing. You can never have a Jewish customer which belongs to you. Ashkeni with a goy, since you're only interested in his nechassim can sort of sense belong to you if it's hefker. That's it. Sikum. The main inyonim that run the Marmakarmis. So now I want to speak about particular shayla, which is nogeya, to Hasogas Gul. We said that there's certain situations that bar mavi lo ma'akev. There's certain situations in marufia that I'm not allowed to touch this my fellow man's marufia. It's a case of Hasogas Gul. He's allowed to do business, just like I can do business. So I'll be told you, I can't stop him. But what if I have other ways of stopping him? What if, for example, let's say we hold like the Shita is that I'm not allowed to compete with a Goyish Marufi or with a Jewish Marufi. I can't compete with him. But I have my own methods of making sure. Let's say he needs a license to operate. Let's say he's a liquor store. He has to get a license to sell liquor. Or let's say he's a weapons store. He needs a license in order to sell weapons. And I can prevent him from getting the license. I can get that license removed. I have my own channels, legal channels. It's not only to competing business. It could be also, let's say, I wake up one day and I see across the street, there's a contractor, a Jewish contractor. He's going to build a skyrise. He's going to destroy my way of life. Or he's going to build another floor. He's going to block out the view that I'm so attached to. So same thing, he needs a building permit, right? So let's say he has a permit, or he has a way to get a permit. So Niske Shechem, I can't be Tevim Bezdin, even though the Maise, he's making my life miserable, but it's not Niske Shechem. I'll be told I can't do anything. But I can get him closed down. I can prevent him from going ahead and pursuing his plans. So is that also called Yorid? Am I allowed to do that? So Zanavni Nezer speaks about interesting Shaila. There was a Rav who had a shul, and after a while, one of his balabatim considers also to be a astute person. He can also have a shul, and he opened the shul, and many of the members of the first shul went over to the second shul, and this started depleting much of the income. Many of the important balabatim were now davening the second shul. So the first Rebbe got very upset, and he went. And he made sure that the second one would not have a license in order to operate. He got the zoning withdrawn, or it was never approved. And the second guy was closed down. So tremendous, tremendous pandemonium. The Baatim said, you can't daven with this anymore. He's a Moiser. He's Mamash a Moiser. What he did was Mamash Asa. It's like a Raidev. The Baatim said, no. The second guy is a Raidev. The second guy was Yerid Lachai Chaveiro. He was closing the first, causing the first shul to have to his, the whole income of the shul is being dwindled. The second one is a Yerid. He's a Mazi. You can't have him with the second guy. He didn't know what to do. So he asked the Avnei Nezer. So Avnei Nezer says it depends on whether it was Mutter or Asur for the second one to do what he did. He says, you can't always open a shul. First of all, if the minyanim are not really different, yeah, so you can't break up an existing minyan. It's berov am hadras melech. To have a bigger minyan is a greater kiddush Hashem. Also, the types of kiddush of the shul. If the first shul was a real shul and the second shul was a house shul, so you're taking away from the kiddush of the shul, you can't open another shul. And also, we said this chiluk of being poiches and being poisek, even though the second person who opened was a bar mavri, he was in the same community, and he's allowed to open a competing business, but if he's being poisek, if he's causing the income of the first shul to completely dwindle, then that's also great to everyone. So therefore, if it's also, there's no question that the Rebbe did the right thing. However, if the minyanim are yes different, in nature, the one is a more balabatish minyan, the second is a more yeshiv minyan, the one's a nusachashka, a svar, all kinds of things. The shul was also a proper shul. Not all the membership went over, only part of the membership, the income was only partially reduced. So this is what they're talking about in the second shul. So then the question is, was he allowed, the Rebbe, to go over and get his license withheld or suspended and get the zoning canceled? So he says in Machlokes in Kufnun Vav. This is what we're learning in Kufnun Vav. This is very interesting. The Beis Yosef brings the Ma'arik in Kufnun Vav. So the Ma'arik says, there's a Tshuva Sar Rosh. There's such a thing in Kufnun Vav. You see Cheskes a Yishuv. Cheskes a Yishuv means that the Yidden used to try to protect themselves who could move into the Jewish community. What do you think of Cheskes a Yishuv? And they would decide who could come in, who could come out. So Rosh is very against that. The Rosh says, no such thing as Cheskes a Yishuv. Apitur, we never find such a thing. How can you decide? Who are you to decide who's going to come into your community? There's a big thing in the Eretz Yisrael now. They start having these kind of committees of deciding, you know, rent control and who can come in, who can't come in. This is a big, big balagan now going on in Eretz Yisrael. This is already discussed in Tshuvas HaRosh. There's also the question Tshuvas HaRosh discusses. Let's say we said already that a bar mosa, someone's out of town, so you can prevent him from coming in and competing. But if he pays taxes, so he's a bar mosa. He's like one of your own townmen. So if he pays taxes, he can open up, he can start a business even though he lives out of town. So the Rosh was asked, can you block him from, can you prevent him from paying taxes? You don't want him to pay taxes. Really, he can't come in. The Rosh says, no, Apitur, he's allowed to come in. He's allowed to, how can you stop him? So Marik says that this Tshuvas HaRosh is talking about that these are his chuyas Apitur. But as far as an individual is concerned, as far as individual, kol da'alin gvar, a person can do whatever he can. If he knows a sar, if he knows someone who's in a position of authority, and he can use that influence that he has with the sar to make sure that the bar mosa doesn't come in, that his taxes are not accepted, that the yid will not come into the yishuv, so he's allowed to go ahead and do that. What's his raya? His raya is a little bit similar to the Mordechai. It's a raya from Hefker. He says, what's the din in Hefker? Bani Mahapech, also the same right the Rebbe Tan brings by Hefker. That's there's a heter of Bani Mahapech in the case of heter. What's the raya? By pay it says if a person put down his coat over you want to be zeich in Hefker, but Lemaisi didn't make a kinyan on it, so you can actually come and remove the coat, remove the talis, and be zeich in Hefker yourself. He says the Kal V'chaymer. If someone already was trying to be zeich in Hefker, you can take away his talis and take it to yourself. So Koshkin, if he wasn't Zeichi yet, Koshkin, you can take the Hefker to yourself. So maybe, since it's a situation of Hefker, you want to be Zeichi yourself in the Hefker. So therefore, even if you need a Sar to be Zeichi in that Hefker, and you can use that Sar to make sure that your fellow man is not accepted, his taxes are not going to be accepted, there's no problem. That's what the Ma'arik says. And he says, the Ma'arik, that this is such a posh thing, that whoever doesn't accept this or doesn't understand this is a swara that even Tinoikas can understand. The person who cannot understand and does not agree with this is not roi lahiro. He's not roi to be a bar hiro. Says the Beis Yosef that even though the Ma'arik said such a shtak lashon, the Beis Yosef was a poisek. Shulchan Aruch. He says, I can't agree with this. I can't agree, because how could it be that a Jew can settle his business by going to a goy? It's mechua dover. How can you get a certain advantage by going to goyim? And we don't have a schus apitori to get a goy. How can it be such a thing? That's the Beis Yosef says, and I'm not going to be intimidated by the shtak eloshen of the Ma'arik. So therefore, this is machlokes the Beis Yosef of the Ma'arik. So Avnei Nezer says there's two ways of learning the machlokes, the Ma'arik and the Beis Yosef. One way of learning is that Beis Yosef says, how can you go to a goy to gain an advantage that doesn't belong to you? And said, settle your chesbon is the goyim. B'chur. So the Avnei Nezer is a big chiddush. One is that true, that time. If, let's say, Reuven has a lawsuit against Shimon, so he's the goy to take from Shimon and gain it for himself. But here, the zoning, the licensing, it's something that's not by Shimon, it's by the goy. The goy had it to begin with. It's his. You're just enabling to use his authority, which belonged to him the whole time. So therefore, you're not giving something over the goy. So therefore, the Beis Yosef would agree in a zoning question, he would agree that there's no problem. He wouldn't argue with the Ma'arik. That's one way of learning the Machlokes. The other way of learning the Machlokes is that the Ma'arik is saying that why can I block the person from out of town to come in and compete with me? Because if he comes in, he's gonna be poiches my parnosa. He's actually gonna reduce my income. So I'll reduce his income. So I'll be poiches first.
The Beis Yosef said no. The Beis Yosef, since our Pitoy is allowed to come in, so if you prevent him coming in, so you're not being Poiches, you're being Mazikim. You're being Mamish Mazikim. You're being Poisek Lagamri. So therefore, if you're being Mazik Lagamri by taking a schus that you don't have our Pitoy, so then you're not entitled to listen. That's Mamish Hezek. So says Avin Ezer. But in our case, it's different. Because the person doesn't yet have that schus. That schus in order to have it, he has to have the zoning in order to have that schus. That schus doesn't belong, it's not his karka. The karka belongs to the goy. They decide, the dinamachuse, they decide who gets the karka, who doesn't get the karka. So it's not a schus that you're being massive taking away from. He never had it to begin with. So therefore, since he never had it to begin with, so even the Beis Yosef would be moit and marik, that even if it's mutter to open a shul, and you went and you got his zoning removed, it's going to be mutter. That's how the Avinaz went. There are Paskim that disagree with this Avin Ezer. They don't quote the Avin Ezer, but you can see from what they say that they argue. The Chazanish says like this. The Chazanish says, if a person is a Reshus HaRabim, he's allowed to be in the Reshus HaRabim. If you get him out, if you force him to, you force him to be evicted from the Reshus HaRabim, so you're being Mazikim. One of the Nizikim of Nischa Shreinim is Ribui Drochim. What's Ribui Drochim? If a person is used to having a certain amount of people walking through an area in the Chotzer, and now you open the door, you bring more people, you crowd the space. You make it to be more congested. That's a hezek. So it says the Chazanish, Kol Shekein, if the person is there and you force him, you forcibly evict him, so vaday, that's the biggest hezek that can be. He's talking about a case where there were Poyalim who had a wage dispute with the employer, and what happened was he bought them out in the middle of the contract, and then it went back to a free market situation. That the, even though it was in the middle of the employment contract, since he bought them out, so therefore now he can hire new workers, and the workers can now seek new employment. So what the old workers wanted to do was basically stifle the market, make sure, put pressure that no one would apply for this job except for themselves, and that the balabas would not be able to hire anyone except for them, and they would basically take over the shuk and use pressure tactics in order to do that. This is a Chazanish, what are you doing? You're running him out of the Shusarabim. It's a free market situation. He's allowed to do business. You can't constrain him. Says the Marik, what about the Marik? Marik says it's a cold down and guard can do what you want. So the Chazanish says that Marik is talking about a schus that he wanted to gain that he didn't have yet. He's out of town, he now wants to come to town. He wants to come to the Yishuv. He's not here. So that's a hefker situation. You want to take the hefker into your own hands, so go ahead, be zeichen. But if the guy already is here and he's operating and he has permits and you want to get it taken away from him, so that's mamash hezek. That Marik never spoke about that. So therefore, you cannot, once he's already operating, you cannot get him closed down. That's the biggest hezek you can do to someone. And that is basically the bottom line. The bottom line is that this is the halacha of the Paskim, that if the person is already has the building permits and he has authority to do, and he has the licensing and he has whatever permits he needs in order to operate his business, then anything you do to take that away from him is mamash hezek, ziyari l'chayim. But if this Jew is in the process of obtaining these permits and gaining the zoning and getting the licensing, and you have a way in order to prevent that, that's mamish the case of hefker, because it's a hefker situation. He doesn't have it yet. You see something happening. So if we say marufya is mutter because the goy is nisay akum, is hefker, you can take a possession of it. So even with a yid who's now coming in to get permits in order to operate in a way that's going to actually compete with you and causing damage, that's also hefker, because in the same he's not here yet. And since he's not here yet, so that same heter marufya would apply over here to with track design.